A word for you from Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. This should be something that we as Christians should remind ourselves again and again. If indeed you have been set free, if the Lord Jesus has come into your life and has liberated you, now we are told, stand fast in that freedom. In other words, don't fall back into the little things that pull you into the big thing, whatever that big thing might have been, your particular yoke of bondage. Stay away from the precipice, lest you fall. If you stay near the edge, you are living dangerously. Although Paul writes this in actual fact to believers who were being pulled back by the sin of legalism, and that they were trying to justify themselves by going back to circumcision, insisting on certain Jewish rules such as circumcision to try and make sure that they have enough grace. But Paul says, and he goes on in verse 4 to say, you are estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by the law. You have fallen from grace. That was their particular problem, and it is an age-old problem, trying to justify yourself by keeping rules and regulations. But it might be that there is some sort of sin that is so close to you that you need to be extra careful to remain in that freedom, because Christ has purchased with his own blood the most precious blood, that which is more expensive, you could say, than anything else in the world or in the universe. Since he has paid that price, therefore remain free. If his purchase, if he has bought you with such a price, be careful of the things that tend to pull you back into the old life. If it is certain types of speaking where you know it'll pull you back into the sin of flippancy, if it is exaggerating just a little bit just to embellish what you wanted to say, then make sure you stay away from those things, lest you fall back into the yoke of bondage.